It's group therapy on the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Honestly, kind of parenting. I'd say sort of the accidental theme of the day, because it was definitely came up in Am I the Jerk not too far long ago. And you can hear that again, by the way, in the podcast later on at 194.com. But Lisa today also has a completely different issue that also is in the parenting realm of group therapy today. Can you lay it on us, please?
I really need some advice, like really bad, because I caught my 15-year-old, my little baby girl, she's smoking and drinking at 15.
Well, neither one would be fun to deal with, but you're dealing with both. Okay.
I know. What a nightmare. So I know if I come down too hard on her, she could just take off, you know? Kids do it all the time, and I don't know where I'll find her. So I want to make it stop, but I don't want to go so far that I make it worse. And I know there's got to be parents out there who've gone through the same thing with their kids.
Oh, I imagine we got dozens and dozens and dozens of members of the Playhouse family. Like, I either was that kid and this is what worked when I was a kid that my parents did, or this is what I did with my kid. Yeah, not going to be a problem. We'll get some feedback for you, okay?
Oh, gosh, thank you.
Yeah, do's and don'ts when you stumble across a teenager doing those things you don't want them doing. Whether you're from the perspective of, oh, you don't even want to know what I did when I was 15, or you've dealt with that from the parent end of things. 237, it's text 35270. I know you probably were a messed up teenager. How'd your parents handle you?
I was the troublemaker. I don't know. My parents, I think they tried yelling at me and putting me in trouble, and that didn't work, so I would just rebel.
Mm-hmm.
My mom threatened to send me to nun school, and she realized none of this was working. So then she just sat down with me.
They almost put you in the nunnery, huh?
Yeah, they said they would put me in a nun school. I don't think it was true. I mean, I didn't believe it. I never went. But she sat down and she talked to me and she said, we just need to be open and honest with each other. You need to tell me about where you're actually going, what you're doing. If you need a ride, please call me. If you're scared of something, please call us. And so once we were able to just kind of be open and honest about what was happening or where I was on the weekends, I think it made things better.
So, okay, just being open and honest, call me if you need that ride, that kind of thing.
But you also, I do think you need to say, you know, what you're doing can get you into trouble. It might seem fun now, but let's focus on your future. You don't want to get in trouble. You don't want to mess your life up. But like she said, I don't want to make it worse. So I think don't do what my parents did at first, where I got like scolded and yelled at and I was getting into all this more trouble with them, because then that caused issues. So then I would try to rebel.
Perfect. Thank you so much. 237, it's text 35270 if you got some feedback.
I don't know. You know what? I was a teenager. I got caught sneaking the wine coolers after my sister's graduation party. I got grounded. I couldn't go out with my friends for a month. But I'm not sure that this day and age, that's probably the right choice. I think maybe sitting down and talking to them about it and explaining the dangers. And maybe not barring them from seeing their friends.
So you're actually exactly where Amy was, where she was kind of saying the same thing. Like, you don't necessarily want to go full bore in with the punishment. Maybe just it's a teaching moment.
Yeah, I think it just makes things worse. I think it made things worse for me. I turned out to be a smoker, too. So try and relate to them. Use your experiences when you were a teenager and when you were kind of crazy. And
yeah, let's be honest. You probably weren't squeaky clean yourself there, Lisa.
That's what I think. Yeah, if you kind of... I like her idea of get on their level. I remember what it was like when I was 16 and da-da-da. But make smart decisions. Now, don't drive. Don't get in cars with people you don't know. Call me if you need something. If something bad happens, call me. I will come help you. I'm your parent and I'm always there for you.
Yeah, I think we're going to get a lot of texts, too, that say kind of the teaching moment idea. We're seeing a lot of that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Someone said just have an open conversation. Don't show any judgment or anger. Ask why they're doing the things. If you harp on her, come down hard, she's going to do it more and more, and it could lead to bigger things.
Good morning. What you thinking?
I feel like that's hard because if you discipline them too hard, they'll rebel against it. So just educating them, asking them maybe if there's something going on in their personal life that they want to talk about, but not disciplining them where you yell or hit them or anything.
Yeah, I agree. Hello.
I would start with taking away all electronics. You know, I mean, kids are attached to those things these days. Take his phone. Take his computer from him.
Okay, there we go. Again, her 15-year-old daughter in this instance. A lot of people think you're just having a conversation about what she's actually up to, huh?
Yeah, someone said, I was doing the same thing at that age. My parents were pretty chill about it. I didn't necessarily tell them what I was doing, but they knew. They trusted me, and I knew there were boundaries and how to be safe. Most people are saying, like, have that conversation. Don't yell. Don't punish. Don't do anything too over the top. Except for this person who said, call the police next time. You might not be able to enforce laws and rules, but they can.
Also an option.
Calling the police on your own child.
Your thoughts on maybe just having like a calm conversation, Lisa? You think you can just sit down and be like, okay, just want to talk to you about this. Now that I know this is going on and I've had some chance, I digested it. You think you could maybe do that?
Oh, well, I hope so. I appreciate everybody that gave an advice. It's just it's a rock in a hard place.
Yeah, the teaching moment thing seems to be kind of the overall message.
That goes against everything that my body is screaming inside. I would like to, like, you know, and get a hammer and take her bedroom door off so, you know, she can't have any privacy. And I would like to, you know, I'd like to drive her everywhere she goes and make sure that there's a parent there and, you know, just do all that stuff to make sure that she's on lockdown. But I know that if everybody else out there says don't do it, then I probably shouldn't do it.
Yeah, weird. That is exactly the opposite of what we're getting, to be honest with you. Everybody's kind of saying just, you know, sit down, have a calm conversation about it.
Yeah, don't, no judgment, no yelling. I think specifically don't try to ground her or take her door off and take away her privacy. That's not a good idea.
Yeah, but are you even a parent if you haven't thought about taking a door off the hinges?
My parents never did it.
But I haven't done it yet. I know I've threatened it, though.
You have?
I don't even remember why anymore. It's probably something dumb, like don't slam the door kind of thing. Yeah.
That's why, my mom would always have these crazy punishments. I'm going to send you to nun school. I was like, yeah, sure thing, Mom.
Didn't Jamie also, did she actually go to nun school?
I think she actually went. Mine was because I wanted to shave my head and I wanted to start wearing wigs.
Okay, that's a good look, yeah.
And so my mom said, if you do that, I'm sending you to nun school.
You know what the funny thing is? I never would have thought that there'd be something about what we have going on here that would attract the nuns.
I never went. I never shaved my head. I never actually went to nun school.
But in your heart, you did.
No, in my mother's heart. That was not my choice. That was a punishment.
Physically, you're here at Y94, but your heart's at the nunnery.
No. I don't think it's nunnery is what it's called.
I have no idea. Nuntention.
I don't know what it's called.
But Lisa, I don't want to cut it short out of here, group therapy, but most of what we're getting is just have that conversation, make it a teaching moment, stay calm, and just see how it goes, okay?
All right. Thanks so much.
Next!